Good morning. Welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host, as always, David Cowart. And thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to listen to what this guy has to say. Really, guys, it means so much. Thank you. This is the first episode of the new format, the new weekly Car Thoughts with David, as opposed to daily. I'd been talking about this being a possibility for a while now. And my body was apparently the coin flip there, because over the last 2 weeks, I have been in just a near incapacitative state. I've been in a near incapacitative state. I have been dealing with some of the worst allergy attacks I've had in a long time. Just been crippling. And, literally so much coughing and sneezing and sinus drainage that I've literally, if I'm not at work and if I'm not doing something, and it had to be pretty darn important because I pretty much cut everything else out that I absolutely could. If it wasn't like utterly like priority level one stuff, I didn't do it. And I spent the whole time over the last 2 weeks, if I wasn't at work or doing something that was important to me, actually in bed, like literally curtains drawn. I had some tablets, like my iPad and my Android tablet, and I would, when I was conscious, I'd turn them on and play some mobile games. I got up a couple times and played Xbox, stuff that didn't require a lot of thought, because it was hard to think, especially, I was on, one point I got like a, almost like a hay fever or a cold or whatever, so I was on cold and flu medication for that. I had ice packs for to break my fever. I had I actually passed out in the shower, which I think I mentioned in one episode, from a coughing fit, which I don't remember actually having the coughing fit. If it wasn't like extremely important, I didn't do it. I didn't leave the house. It was just 2 weeks. I mean, I didn't even really go on social media that much because it was hard to read. It was hard to think, so it was like, from the way my head was just throbbing from all the sinus congestion. So, and doing the show, it was hard. Even like my interview I did with Paula Hoff, I couldn't actually tell you probably what I said or what we talked about. I honestly don't really remember, because before that interview, I had popped 2 Claritin and 2 ibuprofen. The Claritin to clear up my sinuses and the ibuprofen to stop my head from feeling like somebody had been using it for a baseball practice. It was a rough couple of weeks there, for sure. So I apologize for that. I would assume the episode went well. I didn't see any messages from her telling me that, or anything like that. And I apparently put together a video and, like I normally do for my interviews now. So I feel pretty good about that. I think it went well. So, I would assume you guys enjoyed it as well. So that's good. But yeah, that's how intense it was. And Claritin, I don't have like side effects with that at all. It's not like I'm taking Benadryl anymore or anything like that, but just that much pain that I've been in, where, I mean, like, literally I wasn't going outside if I didn't have to. I was, just holed up in my house until all this blew over. It's hard to focus and remember when all you felt was pain. So, yeah, fun times. They don't really go over that when they show you allergy commercials that they can get that bad. And they don't, they're not that bad every year for me. Usually I might get one every decade where it's this bad. And then the rest of the years, it's just perpetual headaches and migraines and sinus congestion. And, I just kind of for a couple weeks to a month, and then I'm fine for the rest of the year. So, it's, not always that bad. Normally it's more like they show you in the allergy commercials. but anyway, yeah, so good times. The show's going to a weekly show. I want to record them and put them out on Monday. Right now, unless something happens where that becomes a problem, in which case I'll record them on Monday and put them out on Tuesday, so that they're scheduled, in case I start running into upload or, publishing problems like I've ran into when I first started a podcast, hence the reason I went to the scheduling format. So, we'll see. Right now, it's recording Monday, put out Monday. So, it's good. And, and so if I do an interview, I'm just going to hold it, schedule it for the Monday, and then we're good. Like, for instance, I've got an interview this Thursday with Michael Voss and Jennifer Rock. Pretty sure it's Jennifer, yeah. But anyway, I've got an interview with them. I need to finish up their book, which, as you can imagine, I decided, I'll wait to read it so it's fresh in my mind. That was a mistake, because guess what? I haven't really been able to read for the last 2 weeks. So, that was fun. So I'm going to try and cram the rest of the book in in the next couple days, get that knocked out so I can do their interview. It's a really fun book so far. I've enjoyed reading it. So looking forward to that interview. And then the next interviews, I don't have any scheduled right now. It's all interviews on other people's podcasts. So we'll see how that goes. I think I've got two or three scheduled that I'll be on, so that'll be fun. It kind of worked out in a way that I don't have any podcast guests scheduled right now, because, I was struggling through Paula's. I had another one scheduled with Christine, she's just got a lot going on in her business right now, so we decided to, instead of trying to continue to keep rescheduling, just whenever she could find the time, try and reschedule one at that point. So it's kind of a, went from a schedule to, in the future we'll see how it goes. And that's fine. But yeah. This will be the new format of the show for now. I may go back to the daily format, but at the same time, you guys know I've been talking about evolving and changing the show, so if this works out really well and going to this weekly format, I'll probably stay the way it is. So I'm excited about, like I said, Thursday I'm stoked about the interview. Friday I'm stoked about the event. It'll be Friday and Saturday, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of Charlotte culture, Charlotte, event, and actually be able to say, I was at this event. So that's really neat. Just the be able to say that. You know, I've never been a part of something like that before. And I'm definitely going to try and get some photos of my booth and stuff put on my website, and share that with people, and do that with really every event. You know, maybe I'll have to make like an events page or things I've went to, so that'd be kind of cool. And also something I was super excited about, you know, Tariq on Morningstar Journal with Tariq actually reviewed my book Saturday, and yesterday morning I actually got a chance to listen to it finally. You know, it was a good review. He was definitely very honest about stuff. Like, he talked about how the end, I left it on too much of a cliffhanger without enough story resolution. And he had mentioned that to me, but actually getting to hear his more detailed thoughts on it, because we haven't really had a lot of chances to connect. Just, I've been so busy, and of course the last 2 weeks I've been useless. So, you know, to have that longer explanation of what he was expecting and why he didn't like it was good. It'll definitely help me in the next book of the series, and in my future books, period, to be able to have a better payoff and ending cliffhanger. So I understand that, because I told him, I was like, dude, my first book, I want people to read it and really, really, really want to read the next one, especially considering I didn't intend to write the next one. So I'm like, sorry, because this was supposed to be a single self-contained book. And, you know, it ended up being part of a trilogy as my mind unfolded the story more. So that was, you know, not expected. That wasn't what I meant to do. But the story just kept growing. Characters and ideas and thoughts and plots kept coming to mind. So, I think it definitely, you know, had a lot of rookie mistakes or, you know, whatever. But we'll see how things go and evolve in the second book and get that cleaned up. Use that knowledge, you know, to move forward and fuel me into the next one and the one after that. And, and the 10th book, my 10th book is almost out. Just trying to hear from the editor now, Andrada. She's editing it. I just got the foreword from my good friend Jake Melton, whom my co-author Robert Kelly just got to meet with yesterday, so that was super exciting, because he's at a conference in Texas speaking, so they got to meet up, so that was super cool. And so I'm excited for that book to be out soon, probably in the next couple weeks. I didn't intend to release it before getting my other, you know, this event that I'm going to squared away, you know, just because I want to make sure I have everything in order for that and can focus on that. So that I can then, how's it going? So that I can get everything squared away and be ready for the next thing. So I kind of want to get that put to bed before I move to the move to the next thing. And once I get that book out, now that my head is not exploding anymore, yeah, I'll start on the in earnest on the next book, which is Beyond the Wall. So, super excited by that book. It started out as a post on social media to see if I could write a somewhat coherent and compelling social media post that worked as a science fiction short story that was coherent enough that actually people would realize what it was. Which I then evolved out to a article-sized post, which was basically the first chapter of the book, and people that read it loved it. So I've had several people tell me, like, hey, when this is out as a book, let me know. And I was like, I wasn't intending to write it as a book, but I'll do my best, and I'll let you know. So the good thing is those comments are on the article, so able to get that going. So yeah, we'll see. And then I need to get started on Hurling Towards a Home, book two, The Wrath of Khan. I'm just kidding. But yeah, this is just kind of a catch-up episode, let you guys know what's going on, the new format, what I'm working on, what I got coming up, and just trying to, let you guys know sort of what happened. And I apologize if any of my episodes over the last couple of weeks were super, super weird. I just, like I said, had a rough time concentrating and focusing on really anything. So just trying to go back to a somewhat normal format, taking time to let my body heal by taking some of my stress and workload off. And the best way to do that is the most workload I have aside from work itself is this show. So I hope I'll also be able to put out more quality work, since I'll be doing one show a week versus seven. Maybe I can do a little bit more fancier stuff. I'm not going to hire voice people, so don't worry. To do intros and outros, but maybe I can focus on learning some more about podcasting, because I won't be spending so much time actually just podcasting. So with that being said, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the show. I hope that you enjoy the new direction the show's going in. I know it's going to be less shows, but hopefully they'll be more quality-packed and more intuitive, more informative, and hopefully very, very hopefully more coherent as I move forward into spring. And and get started on my projects again. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, as always, Car Thoughts out.
Are you a veteran, active duty military, or first responder? You could be making extra cash by simply enjoying something that you probably drink every day. That's right, coffee. Hi, I'm Jason Jean, the founder of Tattered Beans. We're a different type of coffee company. Each coffee purchase made at TatteredBeans.com helps put extra cash in the pockets of our veterans, active duty military, and first responders. Get signed up now at submit.tatteredbeans.com so you can start enjoying everything that we have to offer.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.